Kick the hour off by welcoming in Elizabeth Tettmeyer, joining us to discuss her candidacy for state school board. Elizabeth, it's good to see you in the studio.
Good morning.
Now, Elizabeth, for folks that haven't had the pleasure to meet you before, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, please.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised here in North Platte, and after college, came back and taught for a few years at North Platte. My husband is still employed. We both got employed back in the 90s with the school district. He still works there. He's the IT director. And I stay home. We have five kids. And so I stay home with them.
That keeps you busy.
It sure does. So two of them are off at college, but three of them are still at home. So we stay pretty busy.
Where are the two off to college at, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, they are both at Chadron State College.
Okay.
And they're both studying to go into the medical field. Our oldest is in the RHOP program, so he'll be going on.
I was just
going
to ask that, if they managed to get into that.
Yep, Caleb did, and he's going to be a medical doctor.
Okay.
And he just got named the student trustee for Chadron State College.
Wow.
So,
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And then Lil Sis decided she would like to work toward being a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
And she's a freshman.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. She's a freshman, so that could change between now
and
graduation.
Did she get in on RHOP too?
No, she didn't. And she changed. Yes. Yes. Well, she changed her major about 2 weeks into college.
Oh, I see.
So.
Certainly not a freshman.
No, no.
So, Elizabeth, before we talk a little bit about your campaign and candidacy, let's talk a little bit about the event at the DNN Event Center last night that you co-hosted and we've discussed a little bit here on the program the past couple of days with Councilman Reeker.
Sure. Well, we had shown the movie Mind Polluters last night. And what it does is it really exposes and creates awareness of this. It's far more reaching than Nebraska. It's a worldwide agenda to sexually indoctrinate our children. And if you follow the money trail, because there's always money attached to it, it leads back to the businesses and organizations that profit from our children's sexual activity.
Really?
Imagine that.
So tell us about some of the encounters, interactions you had last night at the DNN Event Center.
Well, we had a great group. We had around 65 people, a lot of grandmas and grandpas. And these are the ones that I am finding. They are leading the charge. They have a little bit more time than mom and dad, who are usually at work and chasing kids to all their activities. And the grandmas and grandpas are out there, and they are the ones who are testifying against the health standards at the state board meetings. They're the ones who are writing letters and spending their retirement years trying to save their grandchildren.
Oh, so thankful for these individuals that are extremely well-informed, too, mind you. These folks are very active, very well-informed, and they're taking a stand, and we need that.
Absolutely, we do. You know, that's part of our government is for our citizens to speak up and be active.
Absolutely it is. And you've been very active in that, especially as of recent, as you campaign for state school board. For folks that are listening and aren't aware of the state school board, can you tell us a little bit about its functions?
Absolutely. So the state board has 8 members spread throughout the state, and each one represents about 250,000 people.
Wow.
So I was just showing Rick the map, and in our district is District 7, and to get 250,000 people, we actually grab 44 counties.
So, 44 of the 93 in our great state.
She has a lot of real estate to cover.
And she's been covering a lot of it. I keep up with Elizabeth on social media.
Yes. So the state board, what they do is they set the rules and regulations for education in our state, and they actually set the rules for public school, private school, and homeschool. They sit over they sit over the NDE, and the Nebraska Department of Education oversees the day-to-day functions of what the board regulates.
Okay, so they answer the NDA response is directly underneath the state school board, essentially.
Yes.
Okay.
So the state board hires the Commissioner of Education, Matthew Blumstead. They hire him, and he so it's sort of, to bring it down, it's sort of like our local schools. So we have a school board that hires a superintendent, and then the superintendent oversees the administration and the teachers and, and all the staff that work in the school district. Same thing with the State Board of Education. The State Board sits over the entire function of schools in our state. They hire the commissioner, who then sits over all of his different department heads and employees.
Elizabeth, you participated in a candidate forum in January, sponsored by the Lincoln County Cattlemen at the county fairgrounds, and there was some great conversation had against your opponent, but I think the best thing of all was to see the fact that this is a race that's being conducted in a very respectful manner.
Yes. I don't think that, it's right in politics to make personal attacks. I do believe that voting record is fair game.
Absolutely. And if you relevant.
It's very relevant. And, you know, and if someone bringing up someone's voting record is upsetting, well, then maybe the incumbent who's voting should vote differently.
Maybe they're wrong. Yes.
I think it's a matter of holding elected officials accountable more than anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, for too long, I think we as citizens, the majority of us, have just assumed that the people that we're voting into office are voting the way that we want them to. And it became very apparent last year when the health standards were released that what the majority of voters in Western Nebraska wanted was not being represented on that State Board of Education.
And is that what led to your deciding to officially run for this office, Elizabeth?
That was the thing that really got me off the fence and deciding to run. Is
the
that
final straw, so to speak?
Right. Well, you know, it was very concerning, and I know you have him on here a lot, Senator Mike Groney, and I had heard him speak, and he said, these are his words, our representative will not take a stand against these standards. We've got to find a qualified conservative candidate to run against him. And suddenly I just felt that was the thing that I had been praying about. How could I help our nation? And that was what it was. I have a master's degree in curriculum instruction. I've taught in public school. I student taught in private school, and we homeschool our kids until they are in high school. So I've taught in all of the settings that the State Board of Education sets the rules for. So I have a really diverse perspective.
Absolutely. But perhaps the most important perspective of all is that as a parent.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what I'm hearing as I've traveled around is just this confusion of why do we not have any common sense? What is going on down there? And, you know, and I think that's what voters want, is they want someone who's going to go to Lincoln and speak reason and hold people accountable.
Absolutely. Again, Elizabeth Tettmeyer joining us to discuss her official candidacy for the Nebraska State Board of Education. And Elizabeth, you've been covering a lot of ground campaigning here in 44 of the state's 93 counties. Tell us about some of the interaction you've had with potential constituents and voters.
Sure. Well, like you said, I've been traveling around a lot. Since August when I started, I have met with people in 65 different locations, and was telling Rick, I said, by the end of this month, I will have logged 12,000 miles. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of windshield time, as Rick said.
At least it's beautiful country you're seeing.
Oh, you know, every time I drive into an area, I think, oh, maybe I'd love to live here or here, because it's all so beautiful.
It is.
And the great thing about North Platte is we're kind of central, so I can enjoy them all.
Yeah.
But some of the, you know, what I'm hearing, the interactions that I hear from voters are, we don't want our children sexually indoctrinated. We do not want comprehensive sex ed in this state, not just for our kids in our town, but for any of them in Nebraska. Overwhelmingly, there is a concern about critical race theory being taught. And if you go to the NDE website and go under the social studies, it's there. There's resources for critical race theory, the 1619 Project. So that's a big concern. And I think one of the biggest is parents are saying, and grandparents, voters, what is going on? Education should be about academics, and we've got to bring that focus back to academics. And, you know, and that was another big thing that got me going is when I started, we only had test scores for 2018, 2019 because of COVID.
Oh, sure. A bit of a delay.
Right. So we had a delay. And so those test scores showed that our statewide 11th graders were only proficient 42% of them in English and 38% in math.
That's appalling.
And that's pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Now, after COVID, so this most recent set of test scores, 21, from the years 21-22, 40% of the 11th graders are considered proficient in English. So we had a slight drop there of 2%. In math, it dropped 7% down to 31% of our 11th graders are considered proficient in math. Education and academics, that is the function. That's why parents send their kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
They send their kids to school to, as we always say, you know, I send you to get an education. What we mean is we want them to learn English and math and science and mm-hmm. history.
Absolutely.
And those are the areas that are legislated by our state unicameral, that those are the areas that we have to have standards in. So the state board is required to have standards written for those core areas. The rest is just really could be left up to the local districts, a lot more local control.
I think when you bring up critical race theory or the sex standards that are being taught and discussed, I think perhaps the most concerning thing of all, Elizabeth, is the age in which these things are being mm-hmm. taught. You hear some of this and you think, okay, maybe that's being taught to high schoolers, wouldn't be the worst thing necessarily, but it's still very concerning at that age nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But even more concerning is the fact that it's being taught to younger children.
Right. So, yes. Yeah, so the health standards, the first draft that came out, and the second draft really wasn't much better, started teaching sex ed in kindergarten. And that's just not appropriate. What it does is it sets our children up for grooming. I mean, by fourth grade, they were talking about puberty blockers. Puberty blockers are not even FDA approved for children. They're for men with prostate issues. And those kind of hormones are, that's what they're for, but they're teaching our kids that that's okay. And as far as critical race theory, that's a Marxist ideology. And we have got to stand against that, because if we don't stand against these subversive ideologies, we will lose our country as we know it.
Absolutely. This is our nation's future we're talking about, our children, our youth.
Right. And I have to tell you, it's kind of funny. My mom had said, and not just because she's my mom, but she said, I think your race is the most important. We were at the candidate forum and she said, you know, everyone wants to hear about the governor. She said, but this race is what produces our future state senators, our yeah. future governors, our teachers, our
she's
law
right.
enforcement. And
yeah.
she said, the
I think
state,
she has a good argument.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it really is a vitally important race. And I know, you know, they always say it's down ticket and people don't always vote for it, but it is so important that voters find out what the candidates are standing on and vote.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, we do need to wrap up, but if there's anybody listening this morning that wants to learn more about your campaign and your candidacy and perhaps have some conversation with you, how can they do so?
Well, the best way to do it is to either go to my website or shoot me an email. The website and the email are pretty much the same. It's my name, Elizabeth, the number 4, stateschoolboard.com. That's the website, Elizabeth, the number 4, stateschoolboard.com. Email is just the same, only it's a Gmail account, Elizabeth4stateschoolboard@gmail.com.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Elizabeth?
Just note that I'll be out. I'll be around. If people would like to have me come and talk to their civic group or their church group or their book club, once again, send me an email. I would love to come and visit with more of the residents of Lincoln County. I've logged a lot of road miles and kind of eager to stick around here for a few weeks. Elizabeth. So go to my email, Elizabeth, the number 4, stateschoolboard@gmail.com, and I would be happy to come and visit with you.
Elizabeth, so much appreciate you taking some time for us. Best of luck to you on the campaign trail, and most importantly, safe travels.
All right. Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning, thanks to local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Vols.
And bless you.